This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are halfway to the weekend. It is a beautiful, incredible Wednesday afternoon, and you heard the cold weather is on the way. Hi, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. We have a lot to get to this afternoon, and we're going to talk about the Trump dance. There's a big controversy about the Trump dance because now some people are saying, okay, now wait a minute. You Republicans didn't want anybody to take a knee. You Republicans don't like it when somebody wears colors like pride colors or something like that around a sporting event. You Republicans don't like it when people bring politics into sports. Well, now the Democrats are complaining about the Trump dance, saying that that's bringing politics into sports. But is it? I did the Trump dance yesterday. We had a great show, and I decided to celebrate the show yesterday by doing the Trump dance in my office. I mean, it's kind of like a, you know, just kind of celebrating the show was a great show, so I just got into the Trump dance. That video is posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, which is an extension of our show. And sometimes stuff happens live while we're on the air on the Facebook page. So I hope you'll join me. And if you're not there yet, join me. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook. Would love to have you. You can comment on what we post, and you can also comment on the comments. Read some of the comments, and if you feel like posting and calling some people out, feel free to do that. So anyway, yeah, that video is posted there. So we're going to talk about the Trump dance and whether or not it is a political statement. Also, this is breaking news this afternoon. A judge has sentenced Jose Ibarra to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jose Ibarra is the illegal immigrant who killed Lakin Riley. She was a nursing student. Beautiful person, but even if she wasn't beautiful, it's still a tragedy. The judge found him guilty of each of the 10 counts he was facing. It was a bench trial. They didn't want to have a jury. So the judge decided. The prosecution did not seek the death penalty in the case. He was looking down most of the time, and I noticed, you know, when there were important parts, he was wearing headphones, obviously a translator, an interpreter. But when Lincoln Riley's mother was talking about her and crying, he wasn't wearing the headphones. I guess they didn't want him to hear that, which is sad. I should have forced him to hear it, should have made him listen to that. But I noticed that when they were talking about the person who died, he wasn't wearing the headphones. And I think he should have been forced to do that. It's a true tragedy. And so now we put him in prison for the rest of his life. No, that's the guy who needs to be deported. Those are the people that need to be deported immediately. We shouldn't have to spend money on him. And over time, it's going to cost a lot of money to keep him in prison for the rest of his life. And put him in prison somewhere else. It's going to be too nice in America. A prison in America is going to be too nice for him. So anyway, that's breaking news that just happened. You've heard in our news that the city council is going to discuss safety at second line parades this afternoon. This is following the mass shooting at Sunday's Second Line Parade. This is not the first time there's been violence during a Second Line Parade. Second Line Parades are very cultural. I mean, they're broad in their appeal. I mean, anybody can do a Second Line Parade. But these Second Line Parades where there's been violence, some of these Second Line Parades are very cultural to the African-American community? And does violence at the second-line parades hurt the African-American culture in New Orleans? And I'm not really sure how you stop it. You know, Oliver Thomas was there. He was talking. Oliver Thomas is going to announce soon that he's running for mayor. Oliver Thomas is talking about how we need to make the parade safer. We can't stop people from carrying illegal weapons. And he's right about that. But what he doesn't touch on is the source of the problem. And none of these leaders, none of these public officials want to address the real problem. And the lowest common denominator of this problem is children having children. Because, the conversation now is that these people who were involved in, like, the shooting, they don't have a relationship with people in the parade. They don't have a relationship with anybody. They're just sort of loners. To some degree, they're loners. I mean, they might be in a gang, but they're not part of mainstream society. And that's the fault of the parents who brought them into the world and didn't raise them. Didn't even try to raise them. And Mayor LaToya Cantrell is in Rio de Janeiro at another climate summit. And as I said yesterday on the show, I wish she would come back and tell us what she's learning. She's traveling on my money and your money. She's traveling on our money. And she's traveling there because she needs to go because she's the mayor of New Orleans. Well, since she doesn't come back and tell us what she's learned, since she doesn't come back and tell us how it's going to benefit the city of New Orleans, I haven't heard anything about that, then basically she's ripping us off and she's just going on a trip. The arrogance, the entitlement of this woman is really overwhelming. I mean, you would think with all of these climate summits that she's going to, that she would be a freaking genius when it comes to climate change. I'd like to sit out and ask her a couple of tough questions about it, see if she can answer one of them. But it's just a damn shame that the appearance is. The appearance is that she's just taking a joy trip. I don't even know how many meetings she goes to. We don't know. She's in Rio de Janeiro. You think she's just going to that summit meeting? I don't think so. She is ripping off the citizens of New Orleans and those people who voted for her and those people who support her. She is ripping you off. She's ripping you off with the tax money that she's spending. Because we don't hear anything about what she's learning and how it's going to benefit us. You know, if she wants to do this, see if I were mayor, I wouldn't be smart enough. See, if I were mayor and I went to a summit meeting, I would come back and tell you what I learned and how it's going to help the city of New Orleans. I might do a little sightseeing, but I guarantee you, I would come back and I would tell you everything that I learned at that summit meeting and how I think it's going to benefit New Orleans. And I would make sure that you knew that that trip that I took was worth the taxpayer dollars that I spent. But this woman doesn't care. She shows no signs of caring. So anyway, let's see what she wants us to unite in prayer. I mean, that's a nice thought, Mayor, but that's not going to get the job done. I'm not questioning the power of prayer, but that's not going to get the job done. And until you and Oliver Thomas and everybody else starts recognizing the real problem, until you start recognizing the real problem, don't you blame anybody else for what's going on. So we'll see what happens. But if I ran for mayor, you know, I'd be in some great debates with these people. I really would be. All right, the Trump dance. Is the Trump dance a political statement? A number of sports figures have been doing it to celebrate an accomplishment in sports. Like a sack or a touchdown or an LPGA golfer from the UK did it walking down the fairway the other day. CNN host Abby Phillips, who I really like. I think she's really good at what she does, has a great, great temperament on the air. Abby Phillips said Republicans were losing their minds over politics in sports, and now they're supporting the Trump dance. Is the Trump dance different from taking a knee or showing pride colors, for example? And if it is different, why is it different? Is the Trump dance a political statement? We're going to get into that mainly in the second hour. We'll have the latest on Trump's selection of Matt Gaetz as Attorney General of the United States. I wrote a blog about this, and this blog is about, why do you ignore the Republicans who are critical of Trump's selection of Matt Gaetz, and then you want to criticize me? Listen, a lot of Republicans are agreeing with me. A lot of Republicans who campaign for and with Donald Trump agree with me about Matt Gaetz. So why are people ignoring that? I'm going to share some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page just a little bit later. Because it's really fascinating that, people want to blame me for coming down on Matt Gaetz when a lot of Republicans who they support are coming down on the Matt Gaetz appointment. Trump has picked his head for the FCC, and on Fox News, Brendan Carr, who will head the FCC, says he's going to punish CBS over their interview with Kamala Harris during the campaign. Is this part of Donald Trump's talk about retaliation against those who disagree with him? And I'm going to tell you why they want to punish CBS over the interview with Kamala Harris, and it is so bogus that it scares the F out of me. Because this, I think, is part of this retaliatory mentality against people who disagree. And I'm going to love this. We're going to talk about this in the 3 o'clock hour. At the age of 79, Rod Stewart is going back on tour of North America. I've seen Rod Stewart numerous times, and I will go see him again. But for some people, maybe that's not good. Rod Stewart, 79. I think he still looks great. I mean, he's 79, and for 79, the guy looks great. His fashion sense is impeccable. He's one of the best-dressed rockers ever. And he just looks great. And so, maybe his moves are a little slower than they used to be. Same thing with Mick Jagger. Some people are okay with that. Some people think that's great. But there's some people who think that, these aging rockers, they really should leave us with the memory that we had in the past. So is it good for these people like Rod Stewart to still be touring at 79? We're going to talk about this in the 3 o'clock hour. And what aging rocker have you seen that made you wish you didn't have that memory of them when they were older? And you wish you still had the old memory from the past. You wish you hadn't seen them. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Ian Hoke is off today doing a business behind the scenes at WWL. So Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I am great. Ready to rock and roll.
Hell yeah. So I was thinking about this Trump dance that you were saying, whether or not it's a political statement or whether it's appropriate for sporting events. And that brought me back to when you saw the singing Trump. Now, at any point, did you feel like the singing Trump was kind of political? Because he sings, the Trump dance is a dance. Like, did you feel like the singing Trump was political in nature in any way, shape, or form?
Well, yeah, because he was imitating Donald Trump, during the campaign. So he was political. But, it was funny. And I got a post from some woman on Facebook, and she criticized me. She was saying, why were you there? To, make fun of Trump supporters? No, man, I was there because comedy rules supreme. And it was comedy. And it wasn't about laughing at Trump per se. It was about just really respecting this guy who is an unbelievable impersonator. And he not only did Trump, but he did a host of other people. And it was political, but it wasn't totally political. To me, it was just a night of entertainment.
So here's the question. It's kind of based on what a texter said. What if somebody does the Trump dance during the national anthem?
Okay, let's bring that up. That's a good question, too. What if somebody does the Trump dance during the national anthem? And we're going to talk about whether or not the Trump dance is a political statement. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, and really, I'd like to kind of focus, if anybody has any suggestions on what the city council might discuss concerning safety at a second-line parade. What are they going to do? Have more police officers? There are already police officers there. And these little thug punks, some of these people are freaking teenagers. And NOPD like arrested a 13-year-old who's threatening schools. In fact, two more New Orleans schools were dismissed today because of threats. They ought to grab these little punks and string them up by their Michael Jordans. This is just their shoes, okay? It's not their neck, okay? Just string them up by their little shoes. This is just really sad that like a 13-year-old kid would do this. I mean, when I was young, there were 13-year-olds who were kind of mischievous. But this is ridiculous. And why is this happening? Why is all of this happening? What is the root problem of all of this? I think I'm the only person in the media, and I'm telling you, national media, local, I think I'm the only person in the media who has addressed this issue, that the real problem is young people. I mean, young people banging each other. Like a guy just like bangs girls. A young boy just banging girls. And he doesn't give a blank about what happens. And that's tolerable. It's acceptable. Not with everybody, but with enough people to where it's a problem. And LaToya Cantrell and Oliver Thomas will not touch this problem. They won't touch it. But it's a problem. Because then you have kids without parents. You've got kids that children brought into the world. And the children that brought them into the world are still kids themselves. This is not acceptable on any level. And yet the United States of America has a system that rewards this behavior. So what's going to stop this kind of violence? Unless we address that problem, nothing. If you want to join us, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, I know we're going to talk about some heavy stuff this afternoon, but you know what? Let's not forget what a beautiful afternoon it is. All right, so on this beautiful afternoon, you know, what's gonna stop the violence that took place at the Second Line Parade Sunday? More police presence is not going to solve the problem. I guarantee you it's not going to solve the problem because there are already cops there. When they don't fear the cops, there's a problem. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the judge in the case of the murder of nursing student Lakin Riley has sentenced Jose Ibarra to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was here in this country illegally, and now he's been arrested, sentenced to life in prison. No, don't let him in. So this guy should be deported right away. I agree with Trump. The criminals need to be deported right away. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. LSU is out of the AP poll. Totally out of it. And a lot of questions. You've heard this in our news. Questions are being asked about Brian Kelly. I started asking those questions a couple of weeks ago. Just asking questions about Brian Kelly. And after that embarrassing loss to Florida, Florida's no powerhouse this year. And LSU was embarrassed 27-16. What's ironic is LSU is not even ranked, and Tulane moves up from 25 to 20. Tulane is 9-2 and 7-0 in AAC play. They shut out Navy 35-0 on Saturday, and Tulane plays Army coming up. The top five teams are Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana. And even though Penn State's like number four in the country, I don't think they can win a big game. I don't know what it is about Penn State and their coach, but they just can't seem to win really big games. I mean, they've got a great ranking, but, you know, let's see what they do. I mean, I don't think Penn State can beat any of those teams in the top five. I don't think they can beat a lot of teams when it comes to a really important game. So I don't know. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but we'll see what happens. All right, so what is going to stop the violence that took place at that second line parade? Let's go to New Orleans, and Giselle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Giselle.
Hello, Mr. Scoots. Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Okay, so about this violence, you know, I'm glad you actually are touching on that subject today. With this violence, it's the discipline level has actually changed to where, you know, a lot of the parents are, you know, some of them, most of them are feeling like they're on this level with these kids of they're equal. There aren't consequences for actions. And before I go any deeper, to touch on with the mayor, she has not shown up on camera for any of these instances since she actually was elected. I may have seen her a couple of times. She cut a few ribbons. Is she still in Brazil? You know,
I think she is.
Questions. You know, so this is my thing. I'm 47 years old. Yes, I am an African-American woman. But let me tell you something. I have this particular kid. She is 24 years old. I can fast forward to 12 years ago, how the system literally failed me to the point where, you know, when you discipline your child, it's consequences, taking things away. I took the phone away. You know.
Well, wait, okay, well, tell me what Giselle, tell me what the consequence was for you taking your child's phone away.
Oh, my goodness. The consequence was she decided that she would start stealing out of my room and doing things like that.
How old was she when you, she took the phone away? When you took her phone away?
I took her phone away. She was 14, so she hadn't had a phone for a year. When I finally got her one, she stole it out of my purse. I went outside, got a switch. I said, every time you lie, I'm going to hit you with this switch on your hands that you stole with. It got to the point where she went to school, nothing, you know, transpiring, because I done got to the point where I have to literally put a padlock on my door. The school got involved. Fast forward, Mr. Scoot, I'm in court. I'm in parenting class, Triple P parenting, the city of New Orleans, okay, mandated that I get psychiatric counseling. Nothing now is going on with my daughter. Fast forward now, she's 24. If it was not Mr. Scoop for Judge Ziblich in the New Orleans Parish Court System asking me to go to a bench trial, I would have got 30 years for whipping my child with a switch. Mind you, I've literally even had on record where I've had the police come. Remember they used to do the scared straight thing where you could call the police because she was sexting, right? So I called the police at 13, you're sexting. I'm, you know, pretending like I'm going to have her arrested. I'm telling you, on record, the system does nothing for behavior issues. Mind you, there's also the FINS program, which I never heard out about until after I was almost threatened. Yes, literally, sir. 30 years in prison for whipping my child on the hands with a switch after there's evidence of padlocks. I've come home, college, you know, when you get to the end in 2012, I remember getting out at 8 p.m., she had guys in. Mind you, she's 13. She can be home alone. I do shakedowns in the room. Trust me, it was a lot of... You have to be a relentless parent. I was doing shakedowns. Look, I'm going through there at any moment. I'm ripping things out. Parents have to get a nip this in the bud. When you get a cell phone, you can screw... You can block stuff. You put their age in this phone. They want to sue behind cell phone content. When a child gets a phone, it can be blocked according to their age and what the...
What is your daughter like now at 24?
Oh, my God. Wayward. Do you hear me? Wayward.
Does she have children?
Wayward. No, thank God. She works now. She has a serious work ethic, and I know she gets that from her father and myself. You know, I'm not condoning no single-parent homes. Her father actually wasn't in her life since she was probably like 3 months or so, then saw her again when she was 10 years old. But I don't think that's okay, this single-parent home and, yay, I'm independent. No, like, we have to get a handle on household standards.
I'm going to have to get to a break here, but there are a couple of things I want to cover. First of all, you know, look, there's no handbook for parenting. So, you know, we all make mistakes as parents. And I would recommend that nobody use a switch to spank your kid. You can spank your children, but when you use a switch, it elevates the concern. So I would just suggest that you not use any foreign object to hit your kids with. And it is legal to spank your children. But looking back to Sel, when your daughter was even younger, were you a permissive parent? Do you feel like you disciplined her properly when she was really young?
Oh, yes, sir. So I'm talking about lines, take the video games, you know, take the TV literally out the room, you know, physically allowing them to see that these things are privileges. Also learning in the Triple P parenting class, different methods of parenting, which, yes, I did learn beyond the class. You know, derriere spanking is actually preferable, I respected learning that, Mr. Scoop, because I'm actually kind of in, you know, doing behaviors that I kind of endured. You feel me?
Right.
And like I said, my discipline was at overkill, but thinking that a switch would be a milder method. But learning that the derriere method is just enough or not even. Like I said, there's lines they can write. That's a chance for you to study English, study punctuation, study penmanship.
When you look back, you know, some kids are just bad kids. When you look back and you think about disciplining your child, do you think you were laxed in disciplining your child early when she was really young? Or do you think that maybe your child was just a bad child?
What I feel like is she has some definite bad tendencies. Honestly, to really answer your question, to be a single mom, being in college, working full time, I feel like before I took this overload, I could have had more help. You know, been maybe in parenting class before the issues transpired, had her maybe in therapy. I'm so busy trying to raise her and get my life. I feel like we have to notice therapy necessary situations early. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I could have used therapy because of, you know, what I was going through. She could have been in child behavioral therapy to learn how to channel her emotions and her behavior. Yeah. So, yes, I do feel like I did notice some behavior issues, but in the moment you think it's typical, it could have been nipped in the bud with counseling. You know, the city intervening on both of us together as a whole. Instead, they chose to separate us.
Giselle, I have to get to a break. I'm so glad you called the show. I hope you're okay. I hope the best for your daughter as well. Sometimes, you know, you do all you can do and you still end up with a bad kid. But sometimes that there are things that you can do very, very early in their life, because there are a lot of kids that never end up being bad kids. In fact, the majority of kids are not bad kids. They're just a relatively few compared to the population that are the bad ones. So there are methods. There are things that can be done. We've got to take a break here. We'll come back. We're talking about the shootings that took place at this Second Line parade, and the city council's meeting this afternoon to talk about this. I mean, but what can be done? I mean, what can be done other than really focusing on the moment children are born? If you have a suggestion, and man, I loved hearing that real life story from Giselle. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. But people should be allowed to get together and have second line parades and not worry about some little thug punks with guns because they have no respect for themselves, no respect for life. They're not that bright. And they think that the only course of action is to use your damn gun because their reputation has been disrespected. I mean, what kind of reputation do they have in the first place? What, your rep is like somehow, you know, disrespected and you're going to pull out a gun and shoot somebody? It just doesn't make sense. We'll be back on WWL. It was really windy last night, and we've got this cold front coming here today, and we're going to feel it later tonight, and we're going to really feel it by tomorrow morning. I don't know. I'm ready for it. I mean, it's November 20th. Bring it on. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let me get to a couple of your text messages. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the city council meeting this afternoon to discuss safety at second line parades. First of all, why is this a problem? Well, it's a problem because there are young thug punks out there, and they have been taught by their older peers that they have nothing if they don't have a gun, that a gun buys you respect. You are nothing without a gun. I mean, imagine that. Imagine growing up in a society where you're made to feel like you're nothing unless you have a gun. Now, look, let's be careful here. This is not everybody that's part of that community. Because the majority of people in that community are great people. But there are enough of these thug punks that it's sad that the politicians don't address the real problem, which I think starts with children having children. You've got these, like, you know, 14, 15-year-old kids, and then you've got the older teenagers and the young adults banging these young teenage girls. I mean, like 13 years old, they're banging them. I mean, I don't want to be graphic here, but why not? We got to be graphic. I mean, you've got to know what's going on, and that is what's going on. It's not addressed. Do you hear Mayor Cantrell addressing that? Do you hear Oliver Thomas addressing that? They won't touch it. They won't touch it. Because it's too controversial. It shouldn't be controversial to address what I think is the real problem. Children are not supposed to raise children. Children are supposed to be children. Here is a text that says, kids are out of control today at home and at school. I had no problem with mine. That's awesome. Here's a text that says, Scoot, no child is bad from the start. They only imitate their atmosphere. You know, I'd like to think that that's true, but I do wonder if sometimes maybe there aren't kids that are just born with just bad DNA. And they're just evil little you-know-whats from the very beginning. I don't know. I know that bad kids come from good homes where parents have tried to do their best. So I don't know the answer to that. I'd like to think, and I generally believe, that everybody is born good and they're taught to be bad. And as I mentioned, it's older peers. It's what the kids see. Man, if you're an adult and you're bringing different people over to bang you, If you're an adult and you're having different people come over and you're banging them, you think the kids don't know what's going on? I mean, don't be naive. They know exactly what's going on. And guess what? They're imitating that behavior. And then kids show up and they're not even prepared to deal with it. They don't care about them. They don't want to deal with them. Here's a text that says, I had the switch, the rope, the extension cord, and no problem with me. And I graduated from college and no daddy around, and my mother made sure that I went to church and Sunday school. Well, obviously, you know, your parent is teaching you the right things to do. And so, you know, that's a good thing. That's about parental involvement. And I do believe that there are a lot of great single parents out there. And it's not just about men missing from the household. It'd be great if men were there It would be great if men were responsible for the children that they bring into this world, but there are so many males that are just taught to bang somebody and walk away. They don't care. And who gets stuck with it? The young girl. I mean, this is a bigger problem than some people might think because you don't hear it addressed. But you don't have to be a sociologist or a psychologist to figure this out. When children are bringing children into the world and not raising them, these children are just directionless. And that leads them to guns and other things. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this was the number one song in the country on this day in 1971.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, whoa, hey, hey, don't say that about Chef. Whoa. I will never forget, I was catching a flight in Memphis, and Isaac Hayes was in front of me going through the metal detector, and that's pretty much what it was in the 70s, going through a metal detector. The guy was wearing like a chain shirt, and obviously he had to remove that to get through the metal detector, but man, he was a big guy.
And he was a bad mother. Wait.
Hey, whoa, you're talking about Shaft. All right, my favorite role for Shaft, not for Shaft, my favorite role for Isaac Hayes was when he was Chef on South Park. Yep. How my little entrepreneur Cracker's doing today? You know, I mean, the guy was really, really funny. All right, some more text to get to about violence. I'll get to those coming up. Also, next hour, we're going to talk about the Trump dance. Is the Trump dance a political statement? Because, you know, Republicans are loving it now, and Democrats are saying, well, wait a minute, I thought you didn't want politics to be part of sports. I'm Scoot. We'll get into that next hour on WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.